Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, listeners. This is Divya Parekh with the Beyond Confidence Show. And today, I'm excited to be here with you all again. And I have to say, I have a very special guest who is a longtime friend of mine, Michelle Das. Michelle Das is the Million Dollar Business Mentor who brings 25 years of business strategy experience to help entrepreneurs and small business owners build relationships, increase sales, and grow their business into a million-dollar moneymaker. Michelle is a certified coach, project manager, and black belt in Lean Six Sigma. She was honored as Professional Business Woman of the Year in 2014 by the National Association of Professional Women for her excellence in coaching. She combines her experience on the executive management teams and her relationships with top entrepreneurs from around the world to create a powerful new lead generation system, Juiced Up Lead Gen. And today we are going to learn the most effective ways how to build relationships with prospects, partners, and clients while establishing yourself as a leader in your space. Listeners, if you are an entrepreneur, I am as excited as you are. We are going to find some great tips and great takeaways that you can go and implement in your business. I am Divya Parekh, your host. I'm an internationally known leadership and organizational wellness coach and speaker, as well as International Coach Academy career community leader. I've worked with coaches, entrepreneurs, professionals, and achievers over six continents. I have had the fortune of being the co-author of an international bestseller book, The Voyage to Your Vision. It's about taking your vision and running with it, living it. I have helped executives, professionals, coaches, and youth over the course of 25-plus years embrace their inner confidence and endeavor for continual enrichment to achieve the desired potential and success. I also help coaches, trainers, and service providers develop their own customized information products for the business. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with today's show. So welcome, Michelle. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Please share a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Divya, for having me on the show. As you said, we've known each other for quite some time, and we've seen each other grow in many arenas of our lives. And I'm proud to be on your show. I'm proud that you have this show, and I'm looking forward to getting to know your listeners a little bit better. So thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor.
Okay, so just a little bit about me. I work with small business owners and entrepreneurs like coaches, authors, and speakers to get their business to hit the million-dollar mark, as Divya said. I have 25 years in biopharmaceuticals and pharmaceuticals. I worked in engineering, quality, marketing and sales, project management, training, and Lean Six Sigma. And I know some people may know what that is. It's a series of methodology of techniques for problem solving and business strategy. And I use those tools and methodologies that I learned to apply to large business when I was in the corporate world, and now I apply that to small business owners. So just a little story, a backstory about me and how I got to where I am. So after a good 20-some years of being in the corporate world, I worked my way slowly to the executive management team. And my boss, the CEO of the company at the time, was grooming me to be the next CEO. And we were bought by a Japanese company. And we had to turn our succession plan in to the Japanese company. And when that succession plan came back, the approval came back, there was one little piece that was a problem, and my boss wasn't sure what to do about it. So rather than beat around the bush or try to not really tell me the truth, he just laid the paper in front of me on my desk, and basically it said that no women could be in charge of the company. So I was seeing the glass ceiling right in my face, and I really wasn't sure what to do. I became a lame duck on the executive management team. Where was I to go now? So 5 years earlier, I had started talking actually to Divya about an exit plan in case we wanted to move, in case we wanted to move out of the corporate world. So we went out, both of us, and searched for what we could do, and we ended up finding coach certification. And so we went through the process, became certified, and I began coaching women in career and leadership. After I learned that I could no longer be the CEO of the company, I decided this was my time to exit the corporate world. So last year I left and started a little bit different business than the coaching business I had. I went out and learned a lot about how entrepreneurs build their businesses and how they make their money. And I studied for 6 months on this. And then I started coaching people one-on-one, working on how to set up their businesses. And what I learned the most is that the place they had the most trouble was marketing, particularly in how to generate leads. So that is why I'm talking today about lead generation. I found that there are so many tools in this arena that people are not tapping into that I would love to share some with you today.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. We are all excited to hear about these exciting tools because that is one of the areas, if I recall correctly, when you had done your survey of the market, reaching out to the entrepreneurs, the two areas that were really significantly problematic to our entrepreneurs was marketing and sales. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. So I did. I sent a survey out to online coaches of entrepreneurs and speakers and asked them what area of their business were they having the most trouble with. And I think all but one checked marketing. And then within that question, within the marketing arena, I asked where were they having the most trouble. And a large majority, over 75%, said in lead generation. So once I had that information, I began to do more research around lead generation. And what I found, Divya, it's really interesting. We talk about lead generation and how to get more leads into our business, into our funnel, but it's not just about getting a list of people's names. We have to really understand what our target market is and what their emotional draw is, why they need your business. We also need to understand what kind of relationship we need to build with them, and that is the real key. And you and I talk about this a lot, I think, when we're together, because your business is around relationship building as well. So if I may, I'd like to share maybe a bit about how relationship building can really increase the number of leads you get. Not only that, but really increase the quality of leads that you get. And what I mean by quality of leads is leads that are hot that will buy your program or your product. So we don't just want hundreds or thousands of leads. We want leads that are interested in what you have and are ready to buy. Okay?
Oh, you are absolutely right. And relationships is the basis of anything, whether it's with your friends, family, yourself. Relationship with yourself, your belief in yourself, that's the beginning of being all, whether it's in your personal life, professional life, in your business. It's about going to your favorite mechanic, going to your favorite salon. Why do we keep on going back over there? Because it's the relationship. So we would love to hear how the relationships can play a part in lead generation. Please do share.
Okay, so I have several different categories of how we can use relationships. And I want to start with the first one. This is how we use our business partnerships to generate more leads. So there's one-on-one marketing to your potential clients, and that's I think there's power in that, and we should always market one-on-one to our clients. But there's an exponential power in partnering with other people who own businesses that target the same market that we have. So if you think about all those other coaches or speakers or authors that present their programs to the same kind of people, the same group of people that you do, those are the people I'm talking about right now. How can we develop a relationship with those types of business partners to allow us to share information and then share our lists with each other and share other ways of promoting each other? So that's what I'm going to talk about here for the next few minutes. So the first couple of examples are under the umbrella of providing support to other business owners. So how can you personally provide support to other business owners with the goal of developing a strong relationship with them such that now you work together and you share your list or you promote each other? So the first idea or example is to offer your expertise or service to their business. And I mean for free. And a lot of people say you should never give anything away for free. I agree, you shouldn't give it for free to your customers. But to business partners, this is a whole different story. If you provide your service to someone that you want to partner with, and if they indeed need what you have to offer, you can communicate your willingness to give in order to receive. And you're laying the foundation for a reciprocal relationship. So to find out if they need what you have to offer, you just ask them questions until you're able to say, I can help with that. This is all about listening. This is not about telling them what you do. It's very important that you're asking questions about their business and trying to understand how you can help them by not offering what you do. So it's all about them. It's not about you. So the second example under providing support to other business owners is to buy their product or program and then give them unsolicited testimonial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So even the biggest players love heartfelt testimonials. So you let them know about your experience and tell them it's okay to share it in their marketing. Offer to talk to anyone that's on the fence about purchasing their services and tell them you will give them all of the positives of your experience, if indeed it was a positive experience. This is a good way to start a conversation with somebody who you may think is above you in the hierarchy of experience.
So, Michelle, a question comes to mind as to when you are connecting with these potential partners where you definitely open up yourself for helping them out, because the whole idea is when you're a coach or even an entrepreneur being a customer service person, you're providing service whether you have physical products or whether you have services. It's all about serving and supporting other people. And as you mentioned, give things away, which is definitely receiving begins with giving. So how does one know who to partner with? Because you could end up helping several people, and it's possible that there may be no reciprocity. So how
that's
can an entrepreneur
question,
go about? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, okay, so you asked a couple different things. how do you decide what type of business partner, who might be a good business partner? The way I see it, anybody that has their own business is a good partner for me to have a relationship with. I schedule one-on-one calls and meetings with people that are in this, that own businesses, all the time. To me, that is your golden ticket. You may not always end up in a partnership with who you speak to. You may not always end up being referred by that person, but you might be. For example, just the other day, I had a one-on-one with a lady who owns a limousine service. Now, I don't specifically, personally, have a lot of reasons to use a limousine service. But as we were talking in our one-on-one, she was telling me that she and her husband had just started this business, and they had a lot to learn about running a business. And they were struggling right now to get leads. And so they asked, could I help them? So, of course, right away, there was a nice opening for me to be able to offer my services to them. So I did, and they bought my program, and we're working together right now. But I want to be able to reciprocate to them. So I was thinking when I was working with this lady the other day, I said, you know, I'm having a live event next year. And one of the things I'd like to do for a couple of my top people that attend the event is we want to go on a special fun day. And I'm wondering if maybe we could work together and several of these people ride in one of your limos to this fun day during the event. So what I'm saying is, if you think creatively, Divya, there's almost always a way to find some sort of partnership. And even if there's not, and you try very hard, that relationship could very well open up to a referral to you from somebody else they know. Because these type of people that are in this industry are very connected, and they're very giving, and they're used to referring people. They're used to thinking in that manner.
So that is very profound. It goes back to the same principle, Michelle, that you said, that listen. It's all about them. It's not about you. So go with the perspective of abundance, that if you're going to give, give it freely and with an open heart, and you never know what will materialize from any of the business relationships. It's about starting to give, making it all about them, serving and supporting them, and letting things unfold. So I love what you have said.
That is, you just hit the nail on the head there, Divya. The reciprocal of what you give back from what you give, and we've heard this. We've heard this in countless ways, you know, as we grew up in this world, and we hear it as adults. And I just invite you to practice it, to practice that giving. I can't tell you how many events I've been to this year where once I began really understanding that giving, I just started talking to people that are having their own events and their own programs and saying, what can I do to help? Can I just come and learn and help with your event? And it's amazing how many partnerships and larger connections I've made just by that kind of offering to help. So it is very powerful, Divya. I agree with you.
No, definitely. So listeners, we have had a great piece of advice here which you can take away and put it in your lives straight away. It's about coming from a place of abundance and forgetting about scarcity, that what's in it for me? Because that is the new trend that we have come to. What's in it for me? If there's nothing in it for me, I'm not going to do it. However, we are all human beings. We love to be supported. And I do not recall who has said it, but they've said that, you know, help others achieve their dreams and they will help you achieve your dreams. So great examples, Michelle. And from what you have said, it's about generating the leadership.
It is. So I have some more examples to share.
That'll be great.
So under the next umbrella of highlighting business owners and their expertise. So this is a little bit different twist. This isn't just offering your flat-out support. This is how you can highlight other people and their business and what they have to offer. So let's say, for example, let's say you have a newsletter or a blog or whatever other way you may communicate with your specific audience. You can trade articles with other business owners. People are always looking for content for their ways of communicating. You can trade case studies and testimonials. You can feature other business owners in your newspapers or in your blogs. If you want to have a newsletter, okay, go ahead, you have something?
No, I'm just agreeing with whatever you're saying. These are great tips and tools. Please continue.
So if you don't have a newsletter, because we don't all have a newsletter, you can just offer content to someone who does. They're always looking for information, and it's wonderful for you to be highlighted in their newsletter or blog. There's a wonderful example of trading content with people where you just find a piece of content that's out there already. You copy that and give credit, and then you comment on it, whether you agree or disagree, or maybe you're on the fence. So then you can share that with other people that have newsletters and blogs as well. And once you get more comfortable doing that a little bit, then I think if you don't have one, it's certainly time to start a blog or a newsletter. That's a great way to communicate with your audience. And then another way of highlighting business owners and their expertise. This is really similar, so I just wanted to go through this one real quick, and then we'll talk about them. So this is to create a top 100 list in your area. Say, for example, the top 100 women with multiple streams of income. And you can put this list together. It could be the top 10 or top 50, whatever it is. But let these women or let these business partners know that you featured them in an article as the top whatever. And then ask them to provide comments, and then add that as a discussion on this list or as a follow-up to the list. When you put somebody on a list like this, first of all, they are honored, and they very much appreciate that you've chosen them. They will give you a comment, and that will give lots of depth to your list rather than just listing the person's name and what they do.
That's fantastic.
So those are two ways of highlighting business owners, yes.
Okay, so if you have any other examples, please do share.
Okay, so I have, yes, examples for how you can co-create events, programs, and services with other business owners. So I have two of those as well. So the first way you can co-create with somebody is you can interview several of your business peers on a shared purpose or topic and generate an interview report that could be used as a bonus for all of those people that were interviewed. You could provide a larger umbrella of content while introducing your business circle to your target audience. So you can ask each peer if they know of any other peers as well in their circle and continue the process for another interview report. And this could go on and on for many years if you really work this tool. All right, so the next one in co-creating events is, I love this one. This is really easy. You can do this starting today. To create a best of anthology. So I know every one of us have a list of books that we recommend to our clients or books that we recommend to our friends, whether it's a business book or a transformation book or, you know, a personal book on and how to succeed. Whatever it is, you have this list of books. So compile that list. Ask your business peers what their list of recommendations is. Ask them for a short little one- or two-sentence comment on each of those books. Ask if you have five people to give you five books that they typically recommend. Now you have a list of 25 books, and you can share that out with your folks, your customers and clients. And then you also send that list to each of the people that contributed so they can send it out to their list as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end of co-creating events, Divya.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like that. So let's explore that a little bit further. When we're talking about the co-creating the events, how does that work? We have talked about the relationships. Now, can we go into a little bit of the nitty-gritty details, and maybe you can walk us down through a case study. Let's say somebody approaches another business owner. They have provided their services and support. Your relationship with them is really good, and now you're moving in the direction of co-creating an event. How would you go about it?
So if you already have a relationship with this person and you're just offering something as simple as co-creating an anthology or interviewing and making a report, that's a real easy, simple thing for them to say yes to. The only reason somebody may not say yes to that, some of the top folks may ask you who else is on this list already, and they would want to have a peer of theirs, somebody they consider that's at the top level. They'd rather not be seen probably with a list of people that nobody knew who those people on that list were. So how do you get a top person on your list to begin with, to be able to business partner with? I'm going to go back to the beginning when we talked about either buying their program or offering your help to when they're promoting their program or having an event. That's how you get in with the big dogs. If it's somebody that's not at the top of the entrepreneurial coaching list, most people are interested and would say yes. So you start with something simple like an interview to a report or this anthology of books. That's a great way to start a relationship with somebody. And then you can continue on with other ways. So at the end of the program today, I'll share with you a link for how you can get a free report for other ways of opening a relationship with business partners. So these are just a few of the tips that I'm sharing with you now. I'm also starting a online program for folks that are interested in diving even deeper into these and learning more about this. And we'll talk about that too at the end, Divya. But back to specifically your question about what are you doing with these business relationships. So let's say you do start a simple relationship with somebody and you create this best of anthology, and then you also do this interview and you have this free report that you've created. So that's two things, so for example, that you've done together. So what next? You can ask to have a one-on-one with them. To me, getting into a one-on-one with somebody is the best way for them to learn who you are, what you have to offer, for you to learn who they are and what they have to offer. But beyond that, this integrated personal relationship that forms out of a one-on-one is just golden. You cannot beat it. You can't get it in a group. You can't get it online. You can't get it on Facebook. You can get it in a one-on-one. Doesn't have to be in person. Can be on the phone. But that one-on-one, Debbie, what we were talking about at the beginning, is when you actually have a heartfelt sharing of who you are and who they are. That is the crux of starting and forming a solid relationship with somebody. You may go on and not have a business relationship with this person. You may end up having a friendship with this person that lasts a lifetime. It's that opening up in the one-on-one that seems to happen where people share and really get to know each other. And that's the trust that begins to be built that allows a strong relationship and partnership to move forward.
That is so true. So we have talked about one-on-one, face-to-face. You are able to connect with a person so much faster when you're face-to-face. However, in today's day of social media and technology, can you share any methodology of how can people connect with the target market and how they can connect with other entrepreneurs who can be their potential partners?
So there's a couple of ways, yes. There's so to introduce yourself to people, I love social media. I think Facebook is king. I think LinkedIn has such power. I think if you're not using either of those pieces of social media in your business, then you need to learn how to. I think Twitter and Snapchat and some of the other, I should say, newer ways of communicating via social media are powerful as well, especially if you are selling directly to millennials. Very important. You need to understand your target audience. You need to understand how they're communicating. So if in this situation we're targeting other business partnerships, where do those people communicate? So for me, they communicate on Facebook primarily, also on LinkedIn. So I look for partnerships on those two social media sites. For example, on LinkedIn, let me give you an example. So I probably had more contacts on LinkedIn when I first left the corporate world because that's where people in the corporate world hang out. It's much more than on Facebook from a business perspective. So the way that you can grow your list on LinkedIn is you can look at groups on LinkedIn where the same target audience that you have hang out. So what kind of target audience do you have, and then what kind of groups might they join? Then there's specific wording you can use to tap into these people. You can join up to 50 groups on LinkedIn. So you can join these groups. You can begin to comment and participate in these groups. And then you can begin to connect with some of the people in these groups that you see that look like they are engaged and maybe a coachable or a person that might be a good connection for you. So once you have established some presence within that group, you can begin to request connections with people. Once you have a connection with somebody, you don't want to go straight into selling them what you have. They're going to run. You have to develop the relationship. You're building trust. Once that trust is established, then you can open the conversation further about what your business provides. But this takes a lot longer than most people think. The worst thing you can do is burn your bridge fast. So you have to nurture and cultivate these relationships. There's a step-by-step process that you have to go through to understand how to connect with people. And I share that in my program, Divya, Juiced Up Lead Gen. There's so much more power even to this trick if you start your own group in LinkedIn. And that's also something I share in the program.
And that is so true because we do understand the power of one-to-one. However, since I have been coaching globally, there are new softwares like Zoom, Periscope, and Skype that you can still connect with people face-to-face. And it's not just a voice over the phone. And even if it's a voice over the phone, listeners, you would be surprised how much you can gather if you're just listening. As Michelle had mentioned earlier, listening is one of the key qualities to form a relationship, allowing the other person to be feeling that you are the most important person to them, to you. That they are the most important person to you in that space and time when you're with them. And when you are listening to them with full attention, whether it's on the phone, Skype, or personally, they will know it. And once you have given them your attention, they will be automatically looking out for you as well. And that is the seed of the relationship that will grow into a plant, to a huge tree. So we have talked about the social relationships. And Michelle, you have mentioned about cultivating relationships personally, face-to-face, using social media. And one of the things that has popped up a couple of times is the target market. If you're okay, we can talk a little bit about how can business owners find out about the target market?
Oh, the wonderful conundrum of the target market that we talk about all the time, don't we, Divya? That's such a beautiful topic to talk about. It is imperative that you understand who your target market is. If you're talking, meaning if you're promoting what you do, and you're just promoting it to this large group out there, I promise very few people are listening. If you can understand very specifically, and if you could name this person that specifically needs what you have to offer, and then understand their pain. So what is the thing that keeps them up at night?
Yeah,
that
you're right.
You become the vehicle to the pleasure of them accomplishing and overcoming that pain. So if you understand what keeps them up at night, if you understand the specific sentence or statement that goes through their head when they're laying in bed at night and saying, oh my goodness, for me, it's, oh my goodness, I've got this business I've been running, it was running well, and now it's going down. I don't have the revenues I used to have. I don't have the leads that I used to generate. What am I going to do? Do I have to close the doors of my business and go get a J-O-B again? What can I do? That's the pain my target audience is thinking. So what can I do to get them to overcome this pain? And that's my program. That's what I do. That's what I help people one-on-one with. That's what I have an online program for, how to generate leads, how to generate qualified leads, and how to get those leads to convert into buyers. So what is the pain that your audience feels at night when they're lying in bed? And if you can describe that and write that down, you'll begin to understand who your target audience is. It's that group of people that are laying in bed awake at night going, oh, my God, I cannot believe whatever. If you write that down, then you understand you are the vehicle that gets them from that pain to the pleasure. So if you think of pain as Pain Island and pleasure as Pleasure Island, you are the boat that carries them. From Pain Island to Pleasure Island.
I love that analogy. You are the boat. And think about it, as Michelle has said, if you are feeling their pain, if you are speaking their language, and then you put yourself out there, your clients, the prospects are going to know, oh, that's me. And if it's me, they're going to look towards you as being the vehicle, as Michelle has said, to take them from Pain Island to the Pleasure Island. So we have talked about the lead generation. We have talked about the target market. So many times what happens is that, you know, we do have a certain existing client base. Now, what do we do with that client base? So many people will say, okay, people have signed up, and then they're done. But how do you nurture them? How do you turn them into lifelong clients who can provide you referrals, who can be your customers, and who become your raving fans? I know I've thrown several questions at one time, and we can start out with how to nurture your present client base.
So this is golden. This is the big one. So if you're listening, stop doing whatever you're doing on email or Facebook or whatever. This is the big one right here, because current and past clients are your golden key. You've already developed a trust base with them. You're already an expert. They already look to you for the answer. You've already spent time and energy educating them and building trust and building that relationship, and to just to let that go after they finish with whatever your time you spend with that, whether it's just a one-time product they bought from you, or if it's a system or a service that you've provided for them and that time has come to the end, to let them go is a drastically horrible measure in your marketing program, in your marketing strategy. Now, I don't mean to be overly dramatic, but it just is so important for you to keep those people alive and talking about who you are and what you do. They are the best referrals for you. So let me give you an example of how you can do this. And this is really simple. I have hundreds of examples, and I just want to share one because I want you to know how important it is that you keep these people with you in the front of their mind. So we all have email, and hopefully you all, as coaches and speakers and authors, hopefully you have a contact management system like Constant Contact or Infusionsoft or AWeber. But if you don't, and you just email your clients right now, you can do this as well. But let me give you an example. So if you have current and past customers, and you haven't talked to them in a while about anything but your business, here's what I challenge you to do. I want you to send them an email once a month. And I want you to use something other than what you're doing in your business to talk to them about. And I want your title to be, for your email, something that captures their attention that may not have anything to do with what your business is. Now, I'll give you an example. So there are National Something Day almost every day of the year. So if you Google National Day Calendar, there's a whole list of all these days, and Hallmark makes a lot of money on these things, so I'm not promoting Hallmark, but you can find a National Something Day in the month. For each month, you're going to send an email, and you put that in the title of your email, and it's interesting, and it makes people open the email rather than saying, I have this new blah, 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 I'm a coach, blah, 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 I'm a business strategist, blah, blah, blah. People get tired of that. That's noise to them. Make it something different and interesting. Here's an example. October 23rd is National Swallows Depart from San Juan Capistrano Day. That's just bizarre and unusual, something I would open. October 30th is National Candy Corn Day. Now, that's not saying, you get a lot of these emails, that say, October is, Halloween month and sales this and sales that. And they look kind of boring. But National Candy Corn Day was something that stood out amongst all of the other October-type titles of emails. So what you do is you title them and wish them a happy whatever day it is. And then you divide your month, your year, into three-month increments. So the first month, you put this funky title in there, happy whatever day, and then you just offer them some type of information that's popular and current out there in the world today. It may have nothing to do with your business. And it may be a little avant-garde. I mean, you could say something about Donald Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is everywhere. You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to disagree with him. You could be on the fence. You could be wherever. But if you have something about Donald Trump, people are going to look at it right now. We're trying to get people to read what you're saying. Listen to what you're talking about. Don't make it long. A couple, two, three paragraphs. That's it. And then if you have the opportunity within your system for people to comment, ask them to comment, and then you get that conversation going. So the second book, you write to them, again, an interesting title. It could be National Whatever Month in November or National Whatever Day. Your second month, you share something personal. Now, don't get too personal that it's awkward or weird. The key here is to get people to understand who you are as a person. And I'm back to this relationship building. They need to remember your current and past clients, who you are as a person, not just how you're helping them from a business perspective. And then the third month in the series, that's when you give them some really good information in your area of expertise. So you understand how we've done this in a three-part series, where it's just something current and you're commenting about it. Then it's something personal to build that, establish that who you are, relationship piece, and then you give them some informative something. And you keep doing that every 3 months. The next month, the fourth month, will be something current. So they see you front of mind every month. Then, when you do have an offer, and you send them an email somewhere in between there that says, hey, look, I want to let you guys know about this book I wrote, or about this new coaching program I'm starting, or about this new online service, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a free report. Then they are going to open it because they are looking forward to the fact that what you're providing is interesting. So what do you think about that, Divya?
I think so. That's something that will help our listeners get out of their comfort zone, especially, you know, so many times we say, I'm not a writer, I am not a blog writer, I can't write it. These are great ideas that you can take and run with it. And along with a couple of things that Michelle mentioned about having the customer relations system, if you do not have any of those, there is something called MailChimp, and that is for free. You can just use it. And if you don't want to deal with the technology of MailChimp, you can create a group in Gmail or Yahoo, especially if you have a small list, and still stay connected with your audience. And along with those national days, oh, yeah, national days, I love that idea. Because yesterday only I received an email from someone about International Peace Day. So you can have a mix and match of fun and meaningful content. There are lots and lots of days out there, and yet we don't think about it. So that's excellent, excellent idea. And I will be using it in one of my blogs. I like the candy corn. That's really great. And now we have talked about sustaining relationships. It's not only about building and cultivating, but sustaining relationships with our present-day clients, keeping those conversations going, supporting them, serving them, giving them the value before asking them for anything. So here, one of the things is, like, you know, your client base is your fan, as you mentioned. What's a good way of getting testimonials from your existing clients?
Oh, that's a great question. I love this question. I actually have I have a little tool that I use. It's just a little questionnaire. And it's not a questionnaire you give to somebody. It's just one that I keep myself. And I use it as soon as somebody says to me that's a current client, as soon as they're in that state of happiness or joy or success or accomplishment, whenever I get that and I listen for it, and once you start listening for it, you'll hear it. You know, sometimes when you're not good at listening to this, you haven't thought in this manner, you'll pass over those compliments and you go, oh, no, please, you know, and you become a little too humble. Try not to be so humble. Listen for the compliments that your clients are giving you. And if they give you a compliment, that's the perfect time because they're in that joyous state for you to say, thank you. Authentically say, thank you for that. That means so much to me. I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing your thoughts with other people that would actually do well to have this same type of service. And almost always in that moment, they'll say yes and say, and then you say, if I may ask you a couple questions, that would be helpful. And then when you ask the questions and you just jot down their answers to the questions, then you can take that information and put it into a report, put it into a testimonial. Before you post it, you ask, can you take a picture? A picture is worth 1,000 words. If they say no, it's okay, but it's preferable to have a picture of them and their name and perhaps what their title is, what they do. If you get all of those, you send it back to them after you've written it up and say, is this the essence of what you are sharing? You must always do this because sometimes we misinterpret what somebody meant. Even if we got the words specifically the way they said them, we may not have gotten the essence of what they meant. You must always go back and say, is this what you meant? And once you have their approval and you post that, you continue to do that with each of your customers when they give you a compliment. Then you can build a strong case of testimonials to use on your website or on your blogs, on the side of your blogs, or on your newsletters, wherever that may be. You can also ask as well, would they mind talking to a potential customer? So if you ever have somebody sitting on the fence, then you can have that in your back pocket that they could actually contact them and talk about how great your service is.
Great tips, because how do we go about hiring people? How do we go about buying services, buying products, reviews? We always go check out the reviews, especially in this day and age of online. And, of course, the verbal reviews and the verbal word of mouth referrals is as powerful as anything. So that's a great tool for entrepreneurs, whether you are a coach, author, artist, speaker, small business owner, because testimonials is what that's going to take you from a prospective customer to a client. So, Michelle, you have mentioned about a program that's coming up, and you also mentioned about a free report. So before we touch base on your program, can you share how can our audience reach you if they have any questions, or how can they go ahead and download the report?
Okay, there's two answers to that. So to get the free report, and the free report is 20 lead generating ways to build business relationships. So I touched on a few of those here. So there's 20 total in the free report. And the way you get to the free report is you go to the website or the URL, milliondollarmentor.leadpages.co/blog-. Now, I'll go over that again. The slashes are forward slashes. So it's milliondollarmentor.leadpages.co/blog-. I know it's a funky URL to lead pages with sometimes.
I know.
Okay, however, and then the other question you asked was, how can people get in touch with me in general, ask questions? Let me give you my my email address, and that is milliondollarbusinessmentor@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask me any questions you may have about the content that we've talked about. And specifically, if you're interested in a deeper dive into this information, I have a couple of ways that we can work together. I'd be more than happy to share those with you. I have an online program, and I also have a way we can work one-on-one together. So just pop me an email, and we'll make it work.
Wonderful. And Michelle, as we have talked about in earlier conversations, you did mention that if the audience and the listeners shared that they were from my show, from the Beyond Confidence show, that you would offer them a bonus or an additional.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
yes.
Listeners?
So anybody that contacts me from this show, I have a discount and a bonus, both, Divya. So just shoot me an email, say you're interested in deep dive, let me know that you came from this program, and we'll start a conversation there.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. And listeners, I will say I've worked with Michelle for over 15 to 18 years now, and if there is any person to go to, she's the person. I've seen her take people through different situations, give them results, provide transformations. So feel free to go ahead and get the report to the address that Michelle has mentioned. And we're nearing to the top of the hour. So I don't know, the hour has just flown by so fast.
Yeah.
So as your parting gift to our listeners, could you share your top two takeaways for them that they could walk away in their lives, in their business, and implement it straight away that would have a huge impact?
Well, first I want to thank you for having me, Divya. This has been a lot of fun and very helpful and valuable to me as well. You know, I love working with you, and you and I, we've worked together for many years and did so many different facets in life, business, and it's just such a joy to work with, so thanks for having me. I appreciate you sharing me with your audience. That's been wonderful. So you asked me a couple things to share. They're both on the same kind of line. One is relationships are king, and the two pieces of giving in a relationship are understanding that you will receive so much more back when you are in a giving manner without any expectation of receiving anything. If you can get that mindset and really use that in all your conversations, that is king, and that will make the world turn around for you, I promise. And the other piece, this is my favorite piece, this is about challenge. I want you to challenge yourself to the next 5 conversations you have with a client or a business partner prospect, I challenge you to not make a sentence for the first 10 minutes that you have that conversation, that you only ask questions. This is a really hard challenge, but it's, I promise you, it will work out for you. You will learn so much about them without telling them about who you are. And they will learn about you. They will learn the kind of person that you are, that you're becoming, that you're such a listener, that you care about them, their business, and who they are becoming as well. So make your conversation be questions, not statements. And don't talk about yourself. That's it.
Oh, wonderful takeaways that somebody can just walk away and implement it. We are not saying that it's going to be easy. However, with practice, the mastery enters in life and in business. Start out small, take baby steps, and you'll be surprised how you will be gaining mastery in listening. Michelle, it's been an honor and privilege to have you on the show. I had a wonderful, wonderful hour and learned so much. I've been taking notes, tons and tons of notes, lot to learn, lot to listen. And again, thank you for joining me on today's show. And dear listeners, thank you for joining us. And if you need to get in touch with me or need to contact me, my website address is www.diviaparekh.com. And you can reach me at email contact@diviaparekh.com. And I'll spell it out for you. Contact at D as in David, I, V as in Victor, Y, A, P, A, R, E, K, H.com. It's been again a pleasure to serve you. And until next time, be joyful and have fun in your life. Take care. And goodbye for now.